here's a story from The World.
There are lots of theories and predictions about the various things that could go wrong with the U.S. November election. That makes the role of election observers perhaps more important than ever, especially international election observers who could be more impartial than American citizens. As The World's Roopa Shenoy reports, these monitors have just started their mission in the U.S.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, is the largest international body charged with monitoring elections. It wanted to bring 500 observers for the upcoming U.S. elections. Instead, there will be about 130, mostly because of COVID concerns. Fewer people than expected volunteered to come to the U.S.
The major thing that we're going to have to make an adjustment on is the actual in polling station election day observation. That said, all other aspects of the mission remain effectively unchanged.
That's the leader of the OSCE's mission in the U.S., Polish Senator and European Parliament member Ursula Gatzik.
At the end of the day, I'm still certain it's going to be accurate. It's going to be a true reflection, an impartial reflection, an objective of what's been happening here in the United States.
Gatzik will lead a 30-member team that will issue an interim report in 3 weeks.
We're following legal developments, we're following the campaign in as much as the environment, the atmosphere of the campaign, we're following the postal ballots.
Just before the election, Gatzik's team will be joined by 100 additional monitors from 30 countries. They'll deploy in pairs under a mandate of strict non-interference. They'll be watching things like voter registration, mail-in ballots, and access to the polls. They'll also look at media coverage, including intolerant rhetoric. Gatzik says the monitors will attempt to compensate for their smaller numbers by observing a, quote, representative sample of polling locations.
What we're having to go to do on election day is pick our places well, but it will be, I would say, the analysis there will be more anecdotal because the sample group will regrettably be too small, and that is not anybody's fault.
The OSCE typically observes elections in developing countries, but like all other 56 members of the global organization, the U.S. is also obligated to invite international election observers. Those observers only started coming in 2002, after the messy Bush v. Gore election of 2000. Not all states have allowed the monitors in, though. This year, just 28 states and the District of Columbia have invited international observers. There's also the added complications of President Trump's repeated questioning of mail-in ballots, claims of a rigged election, and evasion on whether he'll respect the result of the election. Gatzik refused to comment on what she called those hypotheticals.
At this stage, you can't prejudge. You know, I mean, I'm hearing that there are concerns, but then we're evidence-based. We need to see, you know, we need to see the facts. We need to see whether things really do or do not go wrong.
But those concerns are why it's so important to have international monitors, says Judith Kelly, a professor of political science and dean of Duke's Sanford School of Public Policy.
What I find striking is that the United States, in many ways, was the driving force behind the creation of the whole idea of international election observers and have fostered that movement throughout the world, observing elections worldwide. And it is rather inconceivable that we are finding ourselves in a situation now where we legitimately appear to be having a need for them ourselves.
In developing countries, she says international monitors have been instrumental in shoring up public confidence in elections. But Kelly says they may not have that effect this time.
I am skeptical that they will have any impact in the United States, specifically in this election. Not because they don't have the potential to do so, but because they won't be given the opportunity to do so.
The day after the election, the OSCE team will hold a press conference to talk about their initial findings. Afterward, as usual, they're prepared to stay to monitor the counting of ballots and whatever court process may play out to decide the election. Roughly 2 months later, they'll issue a final report with recommendations for what could have been done better. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.